Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
America looks to the sky with tens of millions experiencing a total solar eclipse.
This is the moment of totality.
Crowds cheer as the rare astronomical phenomenon passes overhead. We're along the path of totality with the sights.
There's the diamond ring.
Sounds.
It was just mind-blowing.
And science.
That is amazing. It is absolutely unbelievable. There's nothing like it.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We're here tonight at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Great American Eclipse of 2024. This place was packed with tens of thousands from all 50 states and 33 countries around the world to watch this cosmic spectacle as the moon slipped between the Earth and the sun, turning day into night and then sunlight into total darkness. You know, the word Monday actually means day of the moon, and that certainly held true today. The historic path of totality crossed into the U.S. and Texas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern time and then traveled over parts of 15 states through Maine before heading into Canada at 3:35 p.m. Eastern. It was something to see. And about 31 million people live in the path of the total solar eclipse. And then millions more travel to catch a glimpse of this rare celestial event. Look at this. This is what NASA astronauts aboard the International Space Station saw, the moon's shadow covering Earth. I mean, I'd never seen an eclipse before, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience. You could say it was sort of a front-row seat to something majestic, even spiritual, a collective moment for millions of Americans to be inspired.
There it is!
Awe in the afternoon. We were watching, along with 50,000 others, as darkness swept over everyone and everything at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The TV doesn't do it justice.
No, it does not.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yes.
A total solar eclipse, the moon having its moment in the sun, blocking all but a fiery halo of light for 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
You've seen how many?
I just hit 7. That was my 7.
And how does it compare?
Each one is different.
The celestial celebration turned eyes to the skies, some waiting years to witness this rare moment. Thousands of spectators in Mazatlan, Mexico, were the first to experience the eclipse. The path of totality in the U.S. started near Eagle Pass, Texas, just before 1:30 p.m. local time, casting a shadow roughly 100 miles wide, moving across 15 states in just over an hour. This time-lapse video of Dallas shows the dramatic change in light over the skyline. For those outside of that path, a partial eclipse was visible throughout all 48 contiguous states. In some parts of the country, the forecast called for clouds, but then the cosmic clearing.
Oh my goodness! The clouds parted! The clouds parted!
I cannot believe we're seeing this right now. It has been cloud cover all day. How lucky are we?
At 30,000 feet, eclipse viewing soared to new heights aboard special Delta Airlines flights from Dallas and Austin. Pilots maneuvered along the path of totality as nearly 200 passengers snacked on sun chips and moon pies.
It was really cool being in complete daylight, and then all of a sudden it started to dim and got pitch black and it felt like night.
But Russellville, Arkansas has to be the icing on the cake, with over 50 couples professing their love to the moon and back, taking their wedding vows in a mass ceremony. The thin circle of light around the moon resembling a golden wedding ring, but in the sky.
This is really, really cool. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Well, you know, talk about love in the air for those couples and this Texas family welcoming their new baby girl during the solar eclipse today. The Fort Worth family named her Sol, Spanish for sun, and she arrived a week early to join her big sister, whose name is Luna. That's pretty good. Now, who better to discuss what we witnessed today other than Bill Nye, the science guy? We spoke with Bill earlier after he experienced totality in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Bill, this is like the Super Bowl of science, and it's so rare that humanity pauses to watch something together. What do you hope that brings people?
Nora, I hope people appreciate the PB&J, the passion, beauty, and joy of science and space exploration. This really brought people together. You know, trading came to a virtual stop on Wall Street because people shared this experience, and this experience is understood through the process of science.
Bill, I know there was a concern in Texas about the clouds and the weather, but it turned out better than expected for you, right? What did you see?
It was perfect for totality. We could see the disk of the moon covering the disk of the sun, and I saw a couple things which I'd never seen before, one of which was the solar prominence. This solar flare style event, a coronal mass ejection, these charged particles shooting off the sun into deep space because the sun is more active right now than it was, let's say, in 2017 when we had another solar eclipse here in North America. And so the jolt of particles off the sun was really visible from here. And it was this extraordinary pink.
It was a marvelous day. And Bill Nye, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Nora.
For communities in the path of the eclipse, it's been an economic boom thanks to the millions of people traveling from around the world to witness this phenomenon. CBS's Janet Shamlian with new reporting tonight on how big a financial impact it will be for the cities in the shadow of the moon.
They appeared from across the country.
You came here from Florida?
Yes.
And around the world.
We come from Switzerland.
To see the sun disappear in Kerrville, Texas. Population 25,000. As many as four times that showed up today. A boon for local businesses.
The crowd is really big, and it's you know, been getting bigger by the hour.
It's good for business today?
It's so good.
Kara Block and her family booked their trip from Arizona more than a year ago, with flights, hotels, and a rental car taking a bite out of the family budget.
Did you do this instead of another vacation?
Yeah, we didn't really do much for spring break. We've kind of been waiting for this. So, yeah, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Nationwide, eclipse spending is expected to bring a $6 billion boost to the U.S. economy, even more than the Taylor Swift tour. No blank spaces in the path of totality today. Airbnb rentals were booked up. In Fredericksburg, Texas, businesses were doing everything under the sun to cash in on the eclipse, from special wines
right there
to a local glassmaker's eclipse-inspired paperweights, all leading to the big moment at 1:32 p.m. Despite the threat of cloud cover, the skies parted, leaving those here walking on sunshine.
Well, what did you think? Amazing.
Awesome.
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Once-in-a-lifetime experience, for sure.
Yeah. what made it memorable here is that it was unexpected. You know, the forecast for Kerrville was not good, but the skies parted and we had just that moment that we needed, especially rewarding for people who traveled so far. Nora?
Janet, it was so exciting to watch the excitement where you were. Thank you. Now to the 2024 presidential campaign, where abortion rights is taking center stage. When Donald Trump was president, he nominated the justices that would overturn Roe versus Wade. Since then, 21 states have moved to restrict or ban the procedure. But many Republicans want to go further, with a federal ban passed by Congress. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports that Trump today tried to clarify his position, angering his conservative base.
Former President Donald Trump suggested today that the federal government should stay out of the abortion rights debate.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
The remarks followed months of mixed signals from the former president, owning his part in overturning Roe v. Wade, just as he did today.
Since I was proudly the person responsible.
But refusing to commit to a national abortion ban, even while suggesting in the past he would support one.
When you heard his remarks, were you surprised at all?
I was surprised and disappointed.
Marjorie Dannenfelser, the president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, spoke to Trump on the phone this morning and thinks the door to a federal ban remains open.
But I actually do think that he will get there. I really believe that, because I believe that there was something that compelled him to stand strong and defend fearlessly every single Supreme Court justice that he put up. He never gave up on any of them. I don't think he'll give up on this.
President Biden, who was in Wisconsin today, unveiling a new plan to forgive student loan debt for millions, agreed with her.
If MAGA Republicans put a federal ban on his desk, he'd sign it.
His campaign promptly released a new ad featuring a Texas woman who says she nearly died twice, unable to get the abortion she needed following a miscarriage.
The blanket that she was in.
And blaming Trump for enabling state-level bans on abortion passed since Roe was overturned.
Voters in Florida, Maryland, and New York will vote on abortion-related measures in November, and several other states, including key battlegrounds, Arizona and Nevada, are considering adding measures to their ballots. Democrats hope the issue will give them an edge at the polls. Nora?
Weijia Jiang at the White House, thank you. There's some breaking news out of Las Vegas. Three people are dead, including the gunman, after a shooting inside a fifth-floor law office. CBS News has learned that one of the victims was a prominent trial attorney. CBS's Elise Preston has the latest developments.
The suspect is barricaded. Right now, we have one victim shot.
Police say it was just after 10 a.m. in this busy sixth-floor office building when shots rang out in attorney Dennis Prince's law office.
For all of a sudden, I heard some screams and yelling coming from, like, out in the hallway. I immediately just texted my husband, told him I loved him.
Terrified workers hunkered down in their offices for hours, waiting for police to come help.
We're going door by door and making sure that everybody in there is okay and evacuating them.
A close friend of Dennis Prince and his wife tell CBS News they were among those killed. The well-known attorney was representing his wife, Ashley, in a deposition against her ex-husband when the ex's father, attorney Joe Houston, allegedly shot them before turning the gun on himself.
We believe the suspect is deceased and there is no further threat to the community.
Tonight, Las Vegas police are left wondering why the gunman pulled the trigger and how the community will heal.
It's pretty crazy to think that, you know, it can really happen anywhere to anyone.
Now, the couple leaves behind four children, including an infant they just had a few months ago. Nora? Elise Preston, thank you very much. Overseas, the war in Gaza is entering a new phase. Israel has withdrawn most of its troops from the south to prepare for what they call future operations, most likely an offensive in Rafah. CBS's Holly Williams reports this brief pause in the ground operation has revealed the ravages of the past 6 months.
With most Israeli forces now gone from the southern Gaza Strip, a CBS News team was there today as thousands of Palestinians moved around freely for the first time in months. In the city of Khan Yunis, they found destruction on a colossal scale. Some went looking for their homes and instead picked through rubble for their belongings. I couldn't find my bed or my clothes, said Malak Mahmoud. I lost my books. Israel's military says it now has just one division inside the Gaza Strip. The other division that was there moved out over the weekend. The remaining troops are positioned along Gaza's border with Israel and to the north, where the Israelis have built a new road cutting across the Gaza Strip from east to west, thought to be part of Israel's planning for after the war. Israel's military says the troops who've pulled out are recuperating. And today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said they've set a date for an offensive in the southern city of Rafah, despite US opposition. Though that date is unspecified. It comes just days after President Biden told Netanyahu in a phone call that the humanitarian situation in Gaza was, quote, unacceptable. Israel says today over 400 aid trucks made it into Gaza, the most since the beginning of the war.
The U.S. says there's a ceasefire deal on the table for Hamas. An Israeli official told CBS News that negotiations are advancing. But a spokesman for Hamas told us tonight that negotiations in Cairo over the weekend were a, quote, setback. Nora.
Holly Williams, thank you very much. Scary moments for passengers on a Southwest Airlines jet when an engine cover tore off. We'll tell you what happened next.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An FAA investigation is underway tonight after a frightening incident on a Southwest plane. Passengers captured the moment Sunday when an engine cover ripped away just after takeoff in Denver. The pilot of the Boeing 737-800 returned to the airport to make an emergency landing. It is important to note that the engine isn't made by Boeing. None of the 141 people on board were hurt. It was a record-breaking women's basketball championship between South Carolina and Iowa in Caitlin Clark's final college game. We'll take a look back on this inspiring season. That's next. March Madness will wrap up tonight with Purdue facing UConn in the men's national championship game. On the women's side, South Carolina topped Iowa and Caitlin Clark on Sunday with a record 18.7 million viewers. I was one of them. That is the most watched basketball game, men or women, college or pro, in the last 5 years. CBS's Jan Crawford reports on how the women's tournament was won for the ages.
A tribute worthy of a remarkable year, women's basketball and its champions. South Carolina completing a perfect season and in a dream final dominant, defeating Iowa to avenge its only loss in the past 2 years. And while reveling in victory, Hall of Fame coach Dawn Staley praised a player.
Clark, oh my, from the future!
She called one of the greatest of all time.
I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. You are one of the GOATs of our games, and we appreciate you.
Caitlin Clark not only broke every scoring record, but Hawkeye games smashed viewing and attendance records, and the world shared its amazement and gratitude.
People aren't going to remember every single win or every single loss. I think they're just going to, you know, remember how excited their young daughter or son got about watching women's basketball. I think that's pretty cool.
Clark is leaving for the WNBA and leaves behind a legacy, not just for those carrying the torch next year, but the thousands of girls now inspired to be next. To hear the roar of the crowd and become just like their idols on top of the world. Jan Crawford, CBS News.
I was in awe of every single woman on that court. Just incredible. Heart of America is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. The only thing more awe-inspiring than watching the total solar eclipse is watching it through the eyes of school kids.
That is so cool.
Oh!
The astronomy class from Eminence High School weren't just observers of the eclipse.
I would say before I was in this class, I didn't know how rare seeing an eclipse was.
They were helping NASA, using a special telescope to collect data of the sun's corona.
I think it's really nice to just see everyone collaborating on one project.
Students from Texas.
The eclipse is going to close today.
To Vermont.
It doesn't happen that often here, and it's just really exciting.
Getting a big science lesson and a lesson we could all learn, how to come together.
It's, of course, the giant teamwork of everybody just coming outside and just looking at it.
The information will help scientists understand the way the sun converts magnetic energy into heat, furthering our understanding of the world around us and reminding us to look up and enjoy the world's wonders.
It's something we don't get very often anymore, is that one moment of people aren't on their phones, people aren't looking away, people are observing something that's a true spectacle in our world and our entire solar system.
We did enjoy the moment. It was just spectacular. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. For all of us at CBS News, good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.